You're listening to the best possible taste on West Limerick 102 FM.
Now, over the past few weeks, I have been talking to finalists in the 2024 Small Firms Association Small Business Awards. And tonight, we're putting the spotlight on Rachel Byrne from Zingy Beer. Let's find out more.
Bon appetit.
Yummy.
Grubs up.
Delicious.
Rachel, great to see you again. We bumped into each other a few weeks ago at Business Connect, which was an event organised by the Small Firms Association, the SFA. And we have to start by congratulating you because you are a finalist in the SFA National Small Business Awards.
Yes, yeah, it was nice to see a friendly face at the Business Connect event a couple of weeks back. So yeah, I was there as a finalist. As you said, the category is Outstanding Small Business. So we were there just to showcase what we're about and what we're doing. And it was a great opportunity to connect with other businesses and, you know, do a bit of networking and also spend a bit of time with the other finalists. The fact that we got shortlisted obviously it feels like a massive achievement. The actual awards show is happening in March, so we don't know the outcome yet, but I think we are the youngest business in our category, which I think is a really big achievement in itself. We're only 2 years in and we're up against businesses that have been going for one of them 50 plus years, so it's a really big achievement to be shortlisted. Yeah.
And look, we must tell everybody about the business. It's a father-daughter business that started during lockdown and you make ginger beer and it's called Zingy Beer.
Yeah, that's right. So myself and dad started the business 2 years ago. I don't think when we started, we expected it to grow quite the legs that it has. But it's called Zingy Beer. It's an alcoholic ginger beer. It's 4% alcohol. And I suppose our big kind of point of difference to what's been out there so far is that it's a completely natural product. We don't use any sulfites, preservatives, colors, or any sort of additives. It's gluten-free and it's vegan-friendly. I think sometimes people kind of go, what is ginger beer? So it is made using fermented ginger, lemon zest and a secret blend of botanicals, which actually only as of about 4 weeks ago was I privy to. I now know what the secret blend of botanicals is, but for so long it was just dad milling up the botanicals. And I was saying, dad, you know, I need to know. I was afraid to get on an airplane with them or something. we started 2 years ago. We've kind of grown our distribution pretty rapidly in a short space of time. I suppose our kind of what I say our total number of outlets at the moment is about 450, and that's between the on and off trade. And we also have a draft product which is going down really, really well. People, the kind of feedback I'm getting on the draft is that they were never able to go for a pint because they weren't a beer drinker. They didn't like stout or cider's too sweet. And it's just something different on the bar lineup that people can say, hey, I'm going to go for a pint. So it's really cool to be part of what's a really kind of different offering.
These awards aren't the first awards that you've been shortlisted in. And in fact, you did really well at Blathnair and the Irish Food Awards.
Yeah, absolutely. We have had amazing success with Bloss. Our first year, we won gold in the category fermented alcoholic beverages, which is it's a really strong category. There's amazing producers in that same category. So I think it's a huge honor to take gold. And then that would have been 2022. And then we were back in Dingle last year and we won silver. So we were absolutely thrilled. I was not expecting it. I think there's a really good action shot of me kind of in shock because I really wasn't expecting it for the second year running. So we had a great weekend. It's always a really nice weekend in Dingle. It was like, it's a good chance to connect with people that you've kind of met along the way. You know, like I've done Food Academy with Super Value and I've also done the Food Works program. So you see a lot of familiar faces and it's just a really nice opportunity to connect and kind of celebrate what you've done in the year. So I plan to be back again this September. So yeah.
Over 400 outlets, like that's really impressive to have that number of suppliers in such a short space of time. Do you spend a lot of time out and about doing tastings to get people to try the product?
Yeah, so we have done a lot of tastings, especially when we launched in the early days. I think tastings are a really good way, first of all, to get that live feedback. Nothing tells you someone's reaction like when you watch their face. You know, you can see it. If someone doesn't like it, you'll see it. I'm fortunate in that it's usually a very positive experience when I'm doing tastings and people try it and they go, God, I didn't even know I liked ginger beer. And then they actually go to the fridge and they pick up a couple of bottles and put them in the basket, which is obviously the ultimate seal of approval. But yeah, tastings have been a big part of what we've done. But I also think it's kind of word of mouth now. Like I hear people talking about it. People said, have you tried this? It's great. It's Irish. And I think the Irishness of the product has really helped. There aren't a huge amount of, I suppose, competitor brands. The kind of main ones would be UK imports. And I think kind of post-pandemic, there's been a massive shift towards supporting local businesses and people going, actually, where is this product from? Can I get an Irish version? And when people try it and they like the taste and they know they're Irish, it's Irish, they kind of have no reason not to try it or not to put you on shelf. And then I think the customers are just excited by the Irishness as well. So it's been a big piece of I think our growth.
Is it only available in Ireland or are you exporting as well?
So we have done a lot of work. 2023 I kind of define as like a year for kind of getting ready and getting organized. Foodworks program with Enterprise Ireland and Bord Bia and Chagask, that was really getting us ready for export. So we finished that program in November last year. And we have a few, as I say, kind of irons in the fire with in terms of export. The markets that we're looking at the moment are Norway and Sweden, which is obviously massively exciting. I think there's like a big kind of flavored cider market in Sweden in particular. So our kind of our flavor profile, the slightly sweeter drink, you know, the 4% ABV, it really works in that market. So yeah, we haven't officially sent anything overseas just yet, but it's in the making, which is really exciting. So I think 2024 will definitely mark the start of our export journey.
Chinese New Year was just a few weeks ago, and I think I saw on the Asia Markets Instagram a whole wall of Zingy beer being stocked in one of their markets there.
Yeah, so we started to supply Asia Market late last year, and it's just going from strength to strength. As you said, we have I think 4 or 5 shelves with tons of facings of Zingy beer. It's a really good pairing for us. Ginger beer, I think it pairs so well with kind of spicy aromatic dishes that it's just a real kind of natural connection that you would have a ginger beer there. They've been really supportive of us and giving us that space. And I think kind of Asia Market it's more kind of experiential than just your average shopping trip. So you go in maybe on a Friday or a Saturday and you're looking at whatever spicy pastes you're going to try, or you have a recipe and you're picking up these different ingredients that you mightn't get in your local shop. And you're kind of thinking, well, I'm going to make this recipe, I'm going to try something different. And I think having a kind of a beverage that goes with that is all part of the experience. So yeah, we just wanted to kind of share that message of the food pairing side of Zingy beer. So we took one of the recipe from Kwangi Cham's book Wok, which I think was the spicy bao, and yeah, we picked up the ingredients for that and we paired it with Zingy beer, and it just went amazingly well. It was really, really tasty. So I think there's a whole kind of piece around Zingy beer with food that we really want to share that message.
Great story, Rachel, and very inspirational. And I'm interested to find out more about your background and your dad's background and what the two of you were doing as careers before you came together and founded Zingy Beer.
Yeah, so it is. It's a kind of an interesting backstory. My dad's background was food manufacturing, and then say in the last 10 or 15 years, brewing. He was working in the on-trade, and he was making beer and selling it to bars in draft. And then the pandemic came and all the bars closed overnight. So he was sort of in a what's next moment. He had noticed the growing popularity of a ginger beer. And I think that was the light bulb moment. I like, let's try to do this ourselves. Let's do it better. Let's reinvent it. There's been very little innovation in the ginger beer space for a long time. So, I mean, it was total light bulb moment. Dad started making, the zingy, well, it wasn't called zingy beer at the time. It was what we were just calling ginger beer. And he was making it in kind of 20-liter plastic buckets, roping me into hand grate ginger. And I was working in banking at the time. I had spent 5 years in AIB working with SMEs, so I kind of had an understanding of how startups and you know, small business world, I had an idea what that looked like. I was then working in Citibank at the time, and I was getting really excited about what I was trying. And I was thinking, this is delicious. Like, I'd love to be a part of this. So I said to Dad that I would love to come up with the name and do the branding. I hadn't done anything like that before. But really, it just kind of snowballed from there. The name Zingy Beer, it really wrote itself. It's like the most simple thing ever, which maybe is why it works. But the first thing I did when I was trying to name the ginger beer was, funnily enough, Google the word ginger. And the plant that ginger is the root of is actually called the zingiber. So it's got one E. And I thought zingiber, zingy beer, using a bit of poetic license on the pronunciation, put in another E, and it was just perfect because I think it evokes a sense of the flavor and the taste, the zing. So yeah, that was the name. And then the sort of look and the feel of the brand, we were quite aligned on. We knew we wanted something that was, I know this is a bit of an oxymoron, but that kind of traditional meets contemporary, and we wanted it to be very clean, very premium looking. And I think like the craft beer scene, like there's, you know, almost complete works of art on shelf when you look at some of the craft beer brands, which are amazing, and they look absolutely stunning. But we wanted to sort of pare it back to stand out, which is why we landed on that really kind of traditional looking feel. And the bird that we have, I just call the bird the zingy bird now. It's actually the national bird of Malaysia, which is when we started making our product, the ginger was Malaysian, and we wanted to tie in the flavors of the main ingredient, because I think when you think of Ireland, you definitely don't think of ginger beer. It's a little bit jarring. It's not a particularly Irish flavor. I think it was important to kind of you know, pay homage to that kind of flavor and that Asian sort of gingery spiciness to it.
Well, it sounds like you and your dad have very complementary skills, and you must work together very well to make a success of it, but also to enjoy what you're doing. Is it the dream job working with your dad?
Yes, it absolutely is. Like, it's the dream job, and then bonus, I'm working with Dad. Like, we often talk about how lucky we both are. So Dad feels like he's so lucky that he gets to talk to me, and I'm not exaggerating. It's usually about 3 or 4 times a day. And I feel so lucky that I have this really close relationship with my dad. I think we have our roles pretty clearly defined. Dad's very much the technical side of things, the brewing side of things. You know, as I said, his background is manufacturing. I've sort of taken on the marketing, sales, you know, that sort of a side of things. So it's working really well, and he's really given me sort of free rein. I always quote him. He says, like, you decide, honey, you decide, honey, it's your call, honey. So that's the sort of mantra that he has, which has been brilliant for me. I think I have learned so much in 2 years. A big part of that has been the Foodworks program, like bringing together like all these sort of ideas and formalizing them into an actual plan. So yeah, like he's given me the space to kind of learn, and he's also been an amazing sounding board. So yeah, we feel very privileged to be working alongside each other.
Then, in terms of your vision for the business, where do you hope it will be in about 5 to 10 years' time?
Yeah, so my first kind of goal for the business is to be the name Ask Ginger Beer on the island of Ireland. As I see it, it makes perfect sense for Zingy Beer. If there's going to be a case of ginger beer in a fridge, it might as well be Zingy Beer. So that's my first goal. I think we have a huge opportunity, not just in Ireland, but right across the EU. We will be kind of the only EU produced ginger beer. I think kind of post Brexit, I feel like there could be a big opportunity for us to move into other markets all across Europe. So that's kind of goal number two. And I suppose in time, yeah, we'd like to build a fabulous brewery. Like I have, I suppose, global visions for the brand. So yeah. Not to, you know, when you say things out loud, you're putting yourself under pressure. But yeah, I'm feeling very positive and motivated about what we can do, because I think if the early indicators are there, you can kind of, yeah, you can go forward with your plans.
Do you plan to add more products to the range?
Yeah, again, that's something that we plan to do this year. I plan to have another flavor variant available ahead of the summer. So what exactly that's going to be is still kind of up in the air. I have a personal preference, Dad has a preference. My personal preference, I'll talk to, is to do a rhubarb and ginger. I think rhubarb and ginger are like a match made in heaven, but I'm not sure that ginger maybe, or sorry, rhubarb maybe doesn't have the mass appeal that I might hope. So we might go for something a little bit more safe, like maybe an elderflower variant. So, and the other big thing in the pipeline is to do a 0.0, because I think we're definitely a lower alcohol alternative, but I think people want to have that same drinking occasion, whether it's in a bar, but not necessarily with the alcohol. And Zingy Beer lends itself really well to a non-alcoholic product, because you still ferment, so you still get that really delicious kind of authentic taste, but you don't have the alcohol. So that's a big part of the plan for 2024 as well.
And of course, the 0.0 market is a growing market, and the education has been done there, so people understand it better than they did back in the day. In my day, whenever Caliber was launched onto the market by Billy Connolly, and it was a bit of a flop, really.
Yes. Okay. Well, I think, yeah, you're right. It is definitely a growing category. I think I see it kind of in the younger cohort, the Gen Zs. They seem to favor sort of quality over quantity. Like in my day, it was kind of, when it came to alcohol, it was, you know, what could you get for a tenner kind of an attitude. So I think it's a really positive shift now that people, yeah, it's just that little bit of what you want without going crazy, and that lower ABV piece. So yeah, I think that's, yeah, makes sense for us to go in that direction, in the 0.0 direction.
Well, listen, great to talk to you about it. Best of luck with the awards, and we'll be keeping an eye on the results to see how you get on.
Yes, thanks so much, Sharon. It's lovely to catch up and lovely to chat to you again. Just before I go, we have some exciting news. We are going on our first Tesco Club Card promotional offer. So if there's anybody who's been kind of wanting to try it or wondering where they can get it, we have a list of 54 Tesco stores where you'll be able to get it for £3.30, which is a massive, massive deal. And it's with Love Irish Food. We became Love Irish Food members back in 2022. So they really support their members, who will be going on a freestanding display unit and with other Love Irish Food brands. So the promotion starts from the 28th of February till the 13th of March. So it's a really good chance to try Zingy Beer if you haven't already. If you want to find out more details, you can get them on our website, which is zingybeer.ie. Also follow us on Instagram. It's at Zingy Beer. And we've just started TikTok. So definitely follow us there. It is Drink Zingy Beer.
Fantastic. Thanks again, Rachel.
Thanks so much, Sharon. Lovely to chat.
You're listening to the best possible taste on West Limerick 102 FM.